It's time for you to define your brand. This podcast is designed to arm you with the tools and confidence needed to build a standout brand in today's marketplace. I'm your host, Matt Crane, and I'm honored to be joined by my co-host and CEO of Rush Impact Marketing and Rush Impact Media, Jeremy Warner.
Matt, it's awesome to be here, and I'm excited to share and engage with our audience, listeners, and special guests that will be joining the show. Most importantly, I'm excited to help all of you take charge of your brand. Matt, you know what we say around here, your brand, your responsibility.
And welcome back to another episode of the Define Your Brand podcast. As always, Matt Crane here, and I've got the CEO himself, Rush Impact Marketing and Rush Impact Media, Jeremy Warner, with me. And once again, here we are, and we're going to continuously talk and discuss the Instagram phenomenon. And I'm really excited about today's episode. We're going to be discussing the rockstar guide to Instagram hashtags, really building off the momentum of last week's amazing episode. And you know, when it comes to using Instagram hashtags, it can be a bit difficult understanding when and how to use them. Some people hate to use them. Some people just don't use them. And then there's those people that love to use them, and then they love to use them just a little too much. Did you know that posts with at least one Instagram hashtag average 12% more engagement than posts without one? The Rockstar Guide to Instagram Hashtags will help you understand everything you need to know about using Instagram hashtags to gain followers, increase likes, and that all-important engagement that everybody's seeking. When it comes to Instagram hashtags, you have to understand the different types of hashtags, and you really have to understand how their corresponding audience can help you develop a more effective Instagram strategy.
Thanks, Matt. You know, the biggest thing the last three or four episodes we've been talking about with Instagram and the key components within, and the biggest component of it is the hashtags. And that's why we felt that this episode and next week's episode, while we're gonna concentrate on two different episodes on the hashtag itself, because 100% transparency, if you wanna grow your audience, you wanna grow your brand, if you wanna develop a true audience that's gonna follow, you have to use the hashtags the correct way, and you have to use them frequent and often. So we're going to talk about a couple different types of hashtags. First, I want to explain to you why you should be using Instagram hashtags, how they work. Instagram hashtags are one of the best ways to grow your Instagram account. Using the right hashtags can help you expose your brand to a large and targeted audience. And that's the biggest thing with the hashtags. And if you're using them right, you're going to create a brand follower that is going to follow you to the niche that you're in, and it's going to be true organic people. And they're going to have engagement, they're going to have likes, they're going to correspond back and forth with you. Every Instagram post that you create can be accompanied by a short message, captions, emojis. And the key component within your post is having up to 30 hashtags. The hashtags help organize your photos, video content, and this aids in the process of content discovery and the full optimization of your account. Type one, branded hashtags. Let's go over the definition of what a branded hashtag is. A branded hashtag is a hashtag that is unique to your business. It can be as simple as your company's name, tagline, or the name of your products or campaigns. For instance, Rush Impact Media, when we're doing our hashtags, every time we do a post to Rush Impact Media, we're going to do Rush Impact Media, R-I-M, And then we're also going to talk about different things that we're doing with it. So maybe it's a 30-second video. We're going to do video content. So that's what we're talking about, branded hashtags.
Yeah, and then, you know, that's a really great point, because I think a lot of people misunderstand how important branded hashtags really are. You know, Jeremy, I know you and I talk about this quite a bit in a lot of our strategy sessions and a lot of our, what I would like to call recalibration when we're going back and looking at our own accounts, is that we see a lot of folks that are throwing random hashtags at the end of their Instagram post in the hopes that they're just going to reach an audience. And what it really shows me is that they're not concerned with the type of audience they're reaching. They're only concerned with the number of audience. And you know what? I get it. Having a lot of likes is important. It's a trend. It's something that everybody likes. But at the end of the day, are you truly talking to the audience that your brand, your business, or that you want to reach? And, you know, what you really should do is you should find out what hashtags your audience are using themselves. And then you want to also incorporate the ones that fit your content that you're publishing. Your hashtags should be relevant, they should contain keywords, and more importantly, they should be those keywords that users are going to actually search for. This is going to lead us up to the type two hashtags that you want to talk about, that we really want to hit on in this episode, and that's community hashtags. So remember, you got branded hashtags, then you got community hashtags. And the definition of a community hashtag is those hashtags that connect like-minded users around a specific subject or topic. They're a great way to connect with others, improve your SEO to your post, gain new followers, and grow your own community. Remember, Instagram is a community, and it's one built on the power of visual storytelling. That's a great point that I hope everybody understands. Visual storytelling. It's where the world captures and shares its moments through imagery.
Yeah. You know, when you're sharing posts, and we're talking about exactly what you just hit on, Matt, you know, the power of visual storytelling, Your account has to resonate to what your brand is. And it can't be, you know, one post of a football team and the next post of a basketball team. If your business is a certain niche, you need to focus on telling a story on what your business does and how it can help your audience. The biggest component to your success on Instagram is generating a ton of engagement. That's the key focal point on why you're doing hashtags. Believe it or not, there is a strategy behind it. Once you pick the right hashtag, you need to focus on getting as much engagement on your post quickly as possible. If you post when your audience is the most active on Instagram, you're more likely to drive engagement to that post. So what are we talking about the right time, you know, when your audience is the most active? You know, when we're doing posts, we do a lot of posts and we'll schedule it at different times just to see what type of engagement that we're getting. And that's going to allow us to know that our audience is more active during these components. You know, if you're here in the United States, you're not going to be putting an Instagram post up at 3 a.m. Your audience is asleep or going to bed. So you want to make sure that you got the key component times, the key targeted times when you're doing these tests over and over and over again, to make sure when you're putting your Instagram post, you're reaching your audience at the right time. That engagement will translate into Instagram bumping your post up on users' feeds, which in turn will result in even more engagement on your post. Higher engagement leads to more visibility, which leads to higher engagement, which leads to more visibility.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think what you said there, Jeremy, is very important. It's testing things.
Correct.
So what I really want to make sure, guys, that everyone understands when we say visual storytelling, Jeremy really did a great job of breaking that down. If I go from post 1 to post 12, does it tell me a story? Do the dots connect? Are we lining up what we really want the audience, your audience? Are you really telling the audience, this is what I am, this is what I do, and this is why I want you to pay attention? So this episode is just the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen, on what we're going to cover throughout the course of the weeks. And who knows? Jeremy always has surprises up his sleeve when we have these meetings, so we might have some bonus content for you coming. So make sure you stay locked in right here with us on Define Your Brand. Thank you again for everyone that's already taken the time to review, download, and subscribe to the podcast. And we can't wait to see you all next week right here on Define Your Brand.